When I feel overwhelmed, when my schedule is already jam-packed, when I feel like I'm barely handling it, and any little thing can push me over the edge to feeling totally stressed and constantly behind, my brain has a very counterintuitive response of taking on even more work. Doesn't super make sense on the surface, right? If I'm stretched thin, working all the time, not sure how I'm ever going to find the time to do everything that's already on my to-do list, why would I create more work for myself by adding more stuff to my list? For my high achiever, recovering perfectionist brain, this totally makes sense, at least in the short term. In this episode, I'll explain why it's common for us to end up burning ourselves out as high achievers by trying to control everything, and how I'm unlearning this exhausting habit. Okay, let's dive in. I'm Dr. Nicole Byers, clinical psychologist and neuroscience nerd, and you're listening to the Bold Life Podcast, the podcast for ambitious overachievers and recovering perfectionists who feel stretched thin and overwhelmed trying to do it all. As a recovering perfectionist with big career goals, I know how frustrating it can feel to never have enough time in your day, or to endlessly procrastinate because you lack the confidence to take action. I spent years understanding how our brains work and the mental habits that get in our way. Each week, I'll share actionable strategies and guest interviews to help you get relief from your to-do list, build your confidence, and reach your goals. If you want to learn how to thrive both at home and at work, you're in the right place. Recently, I had a lot on my plate. I've shared on the show before how these are lifelong brain habits we're trying to unlearn here. Beliefs and values about hard work, our value being tied to our productivity, and other hustle culture values we've been inundated with since we were kids. And to cope with these values and expectations, our brains get stuck in the three enemies of productivity: perfectionism, people-pleasing, and procrastination. Even though our brains love learning, they don't love change. It's common to notice these mental habits popping up in our daily lives. For me, that shows up as taking on way too much. I overcommit myself. I have a lot of goals and things I love to do. Goals for my business, my health, my family, even my hobbies. And I tend to get into that hustle culture system of packing my schedule to the max. I'm getting better at this. At least I'm better at noticing when things are out of control before I burn out. But I still catch myself replaying these patterns. And sometimes, rather than using helpful strategies to rein in my overachieving brain, my brain goes in the opposite direction and takes on even more in a misguided attempt to feel in control. Let me explain. Back to my story. So I had a lot on my plate recently. I was preparing for a 4-day detox your to-do list challenge for our community. I was busy in my private practice. Allison had started kindergarten and we were busy with her school and various activities. We had a set of foster kittens we were looking after. And all of a sudden, my to-do list was getting long. Like, never going to finish it all long. Thankfully, one of the reasons I love talking about the overachiever burnout cycle on the show and in our group trainings is it's a great reminder for my brain to check myself. During the challenge I was mentioning, one of the daily action items was to find one thing on your to-do list that was only on there because you felt like you should be doing it. You know those things that you feel guilty not doing, so you put them on the list even though you don't really want to do them? The things you tend to procrastinate on because they're not fun or they aren't something you're good at, but they stay on your list because you feel bad saying no? Yeah, those tasks. One of my shoulds was calling our internet provider. It had been on my list for a while. Yep, I was procrastinating because something else always seemed to come up that was a higher priority. I needed to call and change my contact info. Not a huge thing, but it was going to take time sitting on hold and I didn't really want to do it. And then one of our bills was higher than usual, so I really wanted to get it dealt with, but I had so many other things on my list that were higher priority. When I get overwhelmed or stressed, it's also really hard for my brain to delegate. Because I'm a high achiever, or overachiever, depending on how you look at it, my default is to want to do everything myself. Because what if someone else doesn't do it the right way? Or what if it takes me more time in the long run because I have to teach that person how to do the task and then follow up if they need help? It's just easier in the short term for me to do it myself. And our brains like that type of emotional reasoning. It feels good in the short term to do it all myself. My brain doesn't have to worry about the uncertainty of someone else messing up or the extra work of explaining to someone else how to do it. But the problem is, this is a bad long-term habit. It creates more work in the long run and leads to us feeling totally overwhelmed and even a bit resentful or mad that we have to do everything ourselves all the time, right? I'd been holding off delegating this phone call to my husband for a couple reasons. I'm usually the one that handles that kind of stuff. I knew what to say to explain my problem to the phone guy. I knew what I needed him to change and why it wasn't working. And it would take time for me to explain it to my husband. Plus, he might still need to come ask me follow-up questions, which would interrupt me, and it would just be easier if I did it myself. We talked a couple of weeks ago on the podcast about how our brain's focus is on the short term, how the short-term benefit and consequences of any action take priority for your brain, because that's where the emotional centers of our brain focus. Delegating this task in the short term is going to make me feel stressed, overwhelmed, like I have to do more work to delegate, and that doesn't feel good for my brain. But if we can shift that focus, get our brains to focus on the long-term benefits, it can reverse our brain's default response of trying to do it all ourselves. That's where I needed to focus my brain so I could feel more comfortable taking that should off my list, so I could resist my default of just wanting to control everything and do it all myself. Right now, my brain was focused on the short term. In the short term, it was easier for my brain just to do it myself, just to make the call. Even though it made me feel resentful and cranky, even though I'm giving up time I could spend elsewhere, even though it meant in the long run, I'm going to find myself in the same place sometime in the future where something else like this comes across my plate. Instead, I focused my brain on the long-term benefits and consequences. Long-term benefit of delegating this to my husband? Next time he can do it himself. I save time for other things. I'm not the only person that can do this stuff. Long-term consequence of just doing it myself? I stay frustrated, my to-do list grows, and I'm the only one who can deal with our utilities, which isn't helpful for me or my family. Here's what I did next. I took a couple minutes and wrote down simple instructions he'd need to make the call, passwords and contact info he'd need, and clearly explained what I wanted as the outcome for the call. We spent a couple minutes reviewing, and then he sat on hold for 2.5 hours with the phone company, not me. I did still have to jump on at the end to fix the tech issue, but I saved myself at least 2 hours. And now he knows what to do next time. And I know he can totally handle it. Plus, I didn't have to sit and stew or procrastinate more before I finally got it done. This episode is brought to you by my free workbook, Your Insider's Guide to Stop Procrastinating. In this workbook, I share 5 questions and 4 simple strategies you can start using today to get out of the cycle of waiting for the perfect time to start and hesitating to take action towards your goals. You can head to drnicolebyers.com/stop procrastinating to get your copy. That's drnicolebyers.com/stop procrastinating. Okay, let's do a quick recap. Our brains all have go-to default responses. When we're under stress or pressure, like when we have a packed schedule, when something unexpected comes up, or where we feel pressured to squeeze it all in, that default is your brain's first response. And most of the go-to responses our brains have learned were designed to help us in the short term, to make us feel comfortable, to avoid the scary or hard or uncertain thing. But in the long run in our modern world, when we're stuck in those default responses like perfectionism, people-pleasing, and procrastination, it takes a toll on our minds, our bodies, and our productivity. To get out of this default, practice training your brain to focus on the long game. Not the immediate benefit you get from trying to do it all yourself, but the long-term benefit for yourself, your team, your family, and your to-do list when you learn to take those shoulds off the list. Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Nicole Byers, and this is the Bold Life Podcast.